Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. I know that the world, when we're inside of a world in which we matter, everything reverberates out. Not only do we get to experience a deeper, truer self, understanding of self, but so does everyone else in our life, everyone we pass, everyone we touch. So there it is, beautiful folks. That's my prayer for the day. So yeah, let's jump into it. The meaning of today is you matter. You matter so deeply. And I think one of the biggest hiccups in the misunderstanding and the misunderstanding, folks, is what I call anything that isn't actually truth. Anything that's been taught to us, served to us, programmed into us that actually pulls us away from the truth. The misunderstanding, and I call it misunderstanding because often a lot of people, we use the word like shadow, we use the word devil, we use the word hate, we use a lot of strong words. And what these words can often do is create this almost like bigger than life monster that is like plaguing us. So I love putting it in its place and remembering that when love is present, hate is weakened. When truth is present, lies are weakened. It only takes an ounce of truth to crumble a pound of lies, because truth is actually truth. It actually is in the 3D reality. It holds its place. As I said, love is stronger than hate. All of them, let me slow down a minute and just be with you because I'm rushing. I'm ahead of myself. I'm so excited for this moment.
I actually want to invite you possibly to reintroduce because the mic was actually muted for the first minute while you were praying us in. So may want to just reinstitute a prayer. I fixed it. I got confirmation now. The people are on the line. They can hear you. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Betsy. I am Love's partner. I'm happy to be alongside him today in this powerful offering of the Courageous Heart as we come to you to embolden your courageous hearts with the theme talking today about you matter. And this is a theme that Love and I have been talking about a lot lately. And it's really a cornerstone and a foundation of the Courageous Heart, because if you didn't matter, why would it matter for you to embolden a courageous heart? No matter what you did, and I think that's a cornerstone that you're talking about too, Love, in this great misunderstanding in the world today. So I invite you to come back in and reintroduce courageous heart to everybody listening, and even perhaps offer another short prayer if you like. But just wanted to welcome everybody. Please excuse the technical glitches.
Let's break up with love again.
You want to just reset and start over?
Reset.
All right, people, we starting it over. We starting it over.
Here we go. Hey, y'all. What's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. All right, beautiful people, take two. Oh my God, what a beautiful opportunity to share a teaching I learned, talking about playing on words. Someone shared with me, and I was listening to about mistakes, and actually saying it's a mistake, which can be heavy, you know, when we make a mistake. As kids, you know, that's like something we might be punished for, we might be uncomfortable about, when you realize that it's a mistake. It's just like like you're on a Hollywood set running through your lines. You flip them up, they clear the board, and take it again. And you know what? You take it as many times as you need to until you nail it. And then they say, we got it. Cut. Or Ben, Betsy can use the words. But what are the words when they get it? When they get the scene? When they're going to move on to the next scene?
Cut.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
What do they say? Yes,
they
cut.
Say cut.
Okay, cut. That means you got it.
Yeah.
Cut means you got it.
No, cut just means you're done and you're going to either do it again or move
no,
on.
No, no, when you got it. And they're like, I got that. We got it.
Yeah, we got it.
We got next. It. We got it. Next. Thank you, Betsy.
You were right. You had it. There's no special okay. lingo for that.
I don't know. This is your Hollywood is your thing. I want to make sure I was representing properly the words. But anyway, the point is, you don't get upset when you have a mistake. You expect it when you're doing something brand new. Like listening to me just a couple of moments ago, folks, I got totally lost in the moment, and I realized I didn't know how to course correct yet. And so there was going to be an awkward silence, which I'm learning is the opposite of what you want on the radio. But I believe that anything worth being done well is to be courageous enough to do it unwell and often in front of public as you practice it so that one day I can get on the radio and know that I have proficiently learned the skill set to engage, keep attention, and to motivate and empower anybody willing to give me their intention, attention. I believe the most powerful thing we have second to time is what we pay that time to, what we get to, what we pay attention to, shall grow. So thank you for being here today. Thank you, Betsy, for checking that and making sure the words are actually going out as intended. And to that induction, your energy is precious. And when two or more gathered, miracles are possible. So I'm praying in a miracle today that somebody, that this goes out and somebody realizes that they matter deeply, that they came here for a reason. As Betsy realized that day, I said, we matter. It matters. Betsy says, we are actually matter. In 3D form, we have collapsed from the infinite into 3D form, into matter. We came into matter. How powerful is that? And we did it for a reason. Nobody leaves paradise to come to this human continuum with all that we're going to have to experience just to have a weekend. This is not a getaway, folks. We came here on mission. And it's so important that we really define and question what is that mission that makes all of this make sense. And so today we're going to touch on it with You Matter, something that drives me deeply. Anything you got as we're jumping in, Beth, before I go? Oh, prayer. prayer, as we pray in all the names of the divine to celebrate. So I want you to bring your names forward. However, wherever you go to fill the well, wherever you go to connect in to the all that is, the all good, God, the divine, the great creator, Allah, Yahweh, however you reference it, please bring that in. So that we are all here together, creating a temple of goodness all around the world to hold this prayer that we connect today. And that anything that would have us not connect or get in between our connecting be removed from this space for the short time that we're here together. So deep divine, that which watches us, hold this space sacred. Hold it magical. May we come deeper into our heart, the feelings that fund the mission of love and joy and presence. May we move closer into the coverage, into the edge of our coverage, into the discomfort parts of our lives. May we have the courage to lean into them and understand that self-discovery is such a powerful opportunity. For every time we know more and understand more about ourselves, the more likely it is that we are going to be efficient and successful on the mission, the reason we're breathing. Thank you so much. And as I said in all the words, you've been celebrated, are being celebrated, and we will be being celebrated around the world. We hold those words in our heart and in this prayer. Amen.
Amen. If I could just interject too, because as you're talking about all the words in which you're celebrated, I feel like you usually say all the names in which you're celebrated, yeah. But as you're saying all the words in which you're celebrated, it's reminding me that we talk a lot about how words become things. And that classic word that you hear in magic tricks, abracadabra, it actually comes from the root words in Hebrew, avra kedavra. as it is spoken, so it becomes. And so words become things. Yeah. So, and that's the power of radio. That's the power of what we're doing here today, too. May these words go out and become in the world. May they collapse into matter, as you said. Avra kedavra, as it is spoken, so it becomes. So it is done.
Deep. She went deep on this, folks. She went deep. Beautiful. So, and so it is. So let's get into it. You matter. But what I want everyone to do right now, I want you to remember a time when somebody in your world, stranger, close connection, did something, said something, saw you in a different way than everyone else was seeing with you, showed up when you needed them most, gave you a piece of information and understanding that changed the course of your life. You listen to successful people all the time give interviews, and they always have that great teacher. They always have a neighbor, that storekeeper. They just took the time out to stop, pause, and interrupt the misunderstanding to hit them with a level of truth and love and light about themselves. So I want to take you a moment and see if you can reclaim one of those moments in your life. Do you have one, Betsy? Do you have someone? Did I give the question properly? Did I do enough to have the recapitulation come up?
You mean you want us to find a time where somebody was that person in our life?
Yeah, somebody was in that life. Somebody came in and actually saw you and said either said something or taught you something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That like changed the course of your life. You're guaranteed that if that moment didn't happen, that a lot of subsequent things wouldn't have happened to you.
Yes. All right. I have multiple people like that.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm guessing everyone has at least one on the line right now. Do you want to share yours? Or?
Keep going.
How about that? Do you like to share now?
I was a super like creative kid, and there was one of my kind of theater drama teachers really saw me and loved, like, she's an adult and I was a kid, but like she like loved getting in and creating with me, and she like literally let me co-create a show with her and put me in the lead and made me feel like I had enough creative capacity that what my input was valuable enough to, as a child, co-create an entire production with her. And it was an interesting production, like looking back on it, you know, I'm like, that was interesting. But like just the fact that she empowered me, that she believed in me, she saw my creative desires and capacity, and like, yeah, let's do that, you know. It's funny, I reconnected with her recently, actually, and I remember that when she left town, she still has a memory of me sitting in the back of the room just, like, weeping that she was leaving because she had been a very formative person in my life. But, yeah, she really empowered me, and I was a little different, a little creative when I was a kid.
So there it is. Thank you. Thank you for being to share your story into the space. And the reason I wanted to share the story is just to collapse it once again into 3D. And now I want to take that teacher. What was her name?
Amy.
Amy. We want to celebrate Amy right now for knowing that she mattered. Because she knew, and then she recognized from her matter that Betsy mattered. And the way they interacted in matter, then what I'm hearing is give you an understanding of yourself
mm-hmm.
and your capability at a young age. Most people aren't telling kids they're capable.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are empowering children to co-create plays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And giving them the freedom and the license and showing them what's possible. So these are those moments we all have them. So what I've realized lately is I got to learn that life is like a relay race. You see the relay race in the Olympics that just happened, right? They were, right? You see that there's somebody waiting on the line. And there's someone else hauling holy ass with something in hand to give that person. And that person on the line cannot start running until they get that thing. And so if the first person decided to sleep in that morning, they decided they didn't feel like running that morning, they decided that their fears were larger than their courage that morning, that the misunderstanding was larger than the truth, that hate was seeming stronger than love that morning. For whatever reason, they didn't bring themselves to the line and start their race. And not just run, but run like it mattered. Run like somebody was waiting for them. Then that second person would have no race at all, or it wouldn't be the same race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I say that you matter. That's what I mean, the love in you, the purpose of you. It matters so unbelievably deeply. And there are people out there, there are things out there waiting on the line for you to show up with something in hand to give, because each one of us have had this life of school of hard knocks. We've learned so many lessons through life. We have so much to teach and so much to learn, and it all matters. So today I'm just praying in to a deep remembering deep within you that you may take a deep breath and say to yourself, I matter deeply. I matter deeply. I am here for a reason. I am breathing for a reason. And the courageous hearts is here to support that reason for breathing. Because I know that once you remember that you matter, we must come back into our hearts, even after they were supposedly broken, which I just feel like they're broken open, learning that we have a larger and larger capacity to love every time we're hurt. We have the ability to hold more, trust more, lean in more to love. And hopefully return, I was seeing a movie where this little boy walked up to a window and told the little girl that he loved her. And it was so pure. It was so beautiful. And it was understanding that the more courageous we are, the more we get to live in that world, not the guarded world, not the one that decided that it won't love anymore because breaking up is painful, not the one that decided that we won't try anymore because failing is painful, but the one that recognizes that all of that is leading us to a greater, more expansive, more understanding version of ourselves where we can look at others and say, I understand you because you've gone through something similar. Your life experience has been preparing you to be with people, to be with yourself, because it matters, because you matter. What do you got, Betsy? I'm going to pause there for a moment.
What was amazing about the scene in that movie that you're talking about is that earlier in the movie, this kid's dad had told him, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. That was his thing.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we think we got to be walking around courageous all the time, but we don't. Sometimes it just takes 20 seconds of insane courage to do the thing that breaks through, that gets us to where we're trying to go. We don't have to be out there feeling courageous all the time. You know, sometimes it's those 20 seconds that make a lifetime of difference. And we don't even always know the impact we have. Like, I don't know if Amy knows that she made that much of a difference for me as a kid. And I think it can be sometimes easy also to convince ourselves we don't matter if we don't see the impact all the time that we're having. But if you just know that you've probably made a difference in a bunch of people's lives that you won't ever know about. And that's why there's that development exercise where you're supposed to, like, write your own eulogy or something. Like, people, like, it always makes me sad or wonder, like, when I go to a funeral and I hear all the beautiful things that people have to say about somebody. I'm like, I wonder if that person knew that all these people felt that way, that they touched all these people's lives in this way when they were alive. Like, I wonder if they knew that, you know? So you matter, and maybe all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage.
Yeah, it just interrupts. I love Nisa Nichols. Remember Lisa Nichols used to say, even with your knees knocking and your teeth clattering, do it anyways.
Yeah.
Even with your mind screaming, don't do it, do it anyways. And it's like once you make that decision and you open your mouth or you start walking in that direction to do that thing, to say that thing, then it takes on an inertia of its own that carries you through after those 20 seconds. So, yeah, I love that. I've actually taken it on.
Yeah. And maybe it's not even – I've even noticed it's not even always 20 seconds because a lot of times those first 15 seconds are just building up the courage to do the last 5 seconds of doing the thing, you know? 5 seconds occurs sometimes.
So that's the magic. That's the magic. And the courageous heart, we literally today, we were inviting people to be here with us because we want to come to the game. Show the people. We want to come in.
We only see people here calling in.
Okay.
There are people listening, but they haven't that called in. If you have something that you want to contribute.
We have a
The
name of the movie is We Bought a Zoo. And Mom Dukes is up. My mother is on the line. Both moms are on the line here today with us. And my mom.
That's one of those kids moment. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're here. The movie is called We Bought a Zoo.
With Matt Damon.
And it's really beautiful. It's about a story of loss, a story of healing, and a story of just following your why not.
And having a grand adventure.
Sometimes we have so many reasons that we have to, like, how many reasons why do something. And sometimes it's full of just asking, trusting, that if you don't know now, you'll figure it out a long way.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're willing to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep on pushing.
Yeah.
I was listening to Les Brown today, and it really motivated me to be here. And the message he gave was, you know, the four minute mile was impossible, was deemed impossible for a long time. People actually thought that the human heart would explode if you were to try to do the 4 minute mile. Talk about what it takes in a mental to, like, be willing to, like, have heart explode to reach a goal. And then a man did it. Finally, a man broke the 4 minute mile, showing that it was possible. And Les Brown was saying from that point forward, over 20,000 people broke the 4 minute mile, including high school students, simply because they knew it was possible. And so today I want to speak really deeply to myself and to anyone that's in this position that's doing something that still seems impossible to the world. That you see something that is possible that the world does not see yet. You're the one willing to risk it, to work, to love it, to live it, so that you can show that it is possible. Knowing that once you show it, then the world, so many people will follow through because they're like, duh, of course I can do that. She did it. He did it. Why can't I do it?
Mm-hmm.
So my personal thing, folks, my announcement right now is to prove that you can be completely communally minded, lost in love of everything that is, put profit in its place behind purpose, and live an amazingly fulfilled life surrounded by amazing people and do amazing things, knowing that together you will go further than you could ever go alone. And that in community, we can watch each other's backs, support each other, hold us when we're down, celebrate us when we're up. May the breath in my lungs last long enough for me to realize that this is a possible reality and that anybody that desires it can have it.
Amen.
Well, I just told on myself, folks. That's what I'm up to. That's the impossible dream that I'm living into every day, reminding myself it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear what yours is if you want to share it with us.
Yeah, if you feel like calling in and sharing what's on your courageous heart today, the number is 914-205-5427. Again, that's 914-205-5427. And you can come on here and say anything that's inspiring you about this or any questions you may have, anything that you have to share. And your have your own 20 seconds of insane courage.
Or a story. You're a story where you already where you did the 20 seconds, where you broke the pattern of monotony and reached for something, a more outcome.
Or even somebody who made an impact on your life. If you want to give them a shout out and tell them they matter, that they mattered to you. And, you know, this world is an interesting place right now. We came to the world at an interesting time, and we hope that the courageous heart on Sundays here in this virtual audio space can be a place that you come back to anchor into, to remember your courageous heart, to remember who you are, to get that support from community, to be here with us in building those impossible dreams and tapping back into those 20 seconds of insane courage every single week. So
beautiful. Yeah, and it's a process. That's what I see as the differentiator between this and most spiritual communities, is that this one is built upon action. This one is built upon practicing and then coming back and continually week by week building up, having a touch point. Wake Up With Love will be 7 days a week. We will be coming out and platforming different things, and we have a bunch of beautiful shows coming out with beautiful topics. But the courageous heart is literally that. The heart, when the heart is connected to the divinity within you, and then the heart instructs your mind, and then your mind instructs your actions, the whole line becomes infallible, and you become a force for goodness upon this world in a time when people are hungry for reflections of goodness, reflections of light, reflections of love, reflections of laughter and joy, reflections of peace. So, and to do it, once we decide to do the impossible, to do the hard thing, then we go on the courage, and we work the courage muscle. And the point of the courageous heart is that it's not about the leader. Betsy and I are not the leaders. We share with you in circle that we each have something to teach and something to learn. And our desire is to hold the resonance field to assist you. If you're courageous enough to go for your dreams, we want to be here to support that as a community. And because we've all been reared in the same misunderstandings, we all are sharing similar dilemmas. So when someone comes in, and we're going to call it the love seat, I've been working with people for almost 30 years now, get to the heart of what is ailing them. And whether there's a Shaquille O'Neal blocking that door or Muggsy Bogues, which are two basketball players. If you don't know, Shaquille O'Neal is huge, and Muggsy Bogues is like one of the shortest people. He's like 5'5", and he was able to dunk, which is phenomenal in the NBA. And
he showed people what was possible.
He showed people what was possible. And I just learned there was a woman drafted into the NBA in the 70s that we never hear about.
Huh.
So that was another impossible that I didn't even know.
Should come back and tell that story.
So, but the point of that is that when we're coming home to ourselves, when we're coming back to the innocent, the knowing, the connected child that we were born into this world as, the loving, the open, the trusting, we're going to have to face the misunderstandings that were given to us that took us out of that state as we return to that state of pure, courageous innocence and love. And so walking each other home is the game, practicing that courageous muscle, the courage to be loving again, to be open again, to trust again, to try again. And yeah, I think that's what we have for today, unless anyone has any questions, ideas, or input for us.
Looks like people need another week to cultivate their 20 seconds of courage.
Yeah, and just know that, yeah, when it comes to, like I said, the love seat, when you jump into it and you share something, whether it's positive, it's difficult, maybe it's a challenge you're going through, maybe it's a triumph you want to share to encourage others, whatever it is, you will be amazed how similar the experiences of those that are walking this world with us right now. And when one person is willing to lay down the Instagram facade,
mm-hmm,
and just show the true spectrum of this life experience, because we're all experiencing it, folks, and we're all good at heart. God, the divine, does not make junk. We all matter so deeply, and I hope that we do. Someone's calling in here.
I think we got John on the line. Hang on, let's see if we can open it up. Hang on.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Wow, technology's working.
Ha-ha.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing when it works?
That's right.
Thank you for calling in. What do you have to share?
Oh, well, it's so fun to hear you guys. And so I just wanted to relay a story from many years ago. So I grew up playing baseball. It was my love. And I played through Little League and high school and had the opportunity to play in college. 2 years of college, I was at a point where my grade point average, I really wanted to go to medical school, but my grade point average was falling because when you commit to playing college baseball, at least in Division I, you are practicing or playing 11 months out of the year. And that meant when I got done with classes in the morning, I was out practicing and playing. And I got back to my apartment at 7 or 7:30 at night, and I was exhausted. So my grade point average was suffering.
Yeah.
And after 2 years of playing, I just decided, you know, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get into medical school or what ended up being dental school. And so I asked my coach if he would meet with me for breakfast. And interestingly, I was so unsure about this that I was late meeting him because I was walking back and forth on the sidewalk across the street from the restaurant, still trying to decide what to do.
Wow.
And I walked in and sat down with him, and we talked for a little while, and he said, "Well, what's on your mind?" And I said, "You know what, I don't want to do this, but I really feel like I need to quit. You know, what's the chance that I'm going to be playing varsity ball in 2 years?" He says, "Well, you've got a good chance." I said, "But I really want to go to medical school." And he looked at me and he said, "You know what? You're not quitting. You're just refocusing your life. And you need to do this right now." And it was a comment, and I've told him this, you know, over the last few years when we see each other, that it made a huge difference in my life because this was something I had done that I loved. I just loved playing, and it was so important to me. And he made the transition for me so much easier by just supporting me with his comment. And it's just sometimes you don't, and he didn't know that until I mentioned it to him decades
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just never know. And from that, I've been, you know, I have been practicing now for 37 years, and I've been privileged to have patients tell me how much our work together has meant to them. So this shift in my life, this shift in focus in my life, really, it made a huge difference for me in how he handled the situation and his words and support. And from that, I've been able to do work in the world to try and help others. So anyway, I just wanted to share that as sort of a moment for me that I always remember. And it seemed like a simple moment, but it really was much bigger than that. So
that's amazing. He gave you permission to follow what your heart was telling you to do. And I feel like so often
yeah.
that's what we need, to feel like we have permission. And that's such a gift. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that story.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
You know what it reminds me of? Because we were just watching the Field of Dreams the other day, and at the part where they get to Doc Moonlight Graham in Minnesota, you know, where he played one
yep.
inning, but then he went on to become a doctor, and he changed the lives of these people in actually Chisholm, Minnesota. So,
that's
you know,
right.
And he said if he had only gotten to be a doctor for 5 minutes, that would have been the real tragedy. So,
yep.
yeah. Thank you
there
for
you
coming
go.
On for your 20 seconds of courage, and who knows who else needed to hear that story today.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
All
blessings
right,
Saturday to you, John. We'll talk soon.
Blessings to you.
Bye
nice
for
work,
now.
You guys. You guys
Thank
are
you.
Awesome together.
Thank you. Happy to have you with
All
us.
All right. Nice
Bye.
To be here. Bye.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. And I've been feeling it. Thank you for saying it, John, because I've been feeling it this morning. I want to share a deep gratitude for Betsy being here. As I said in the beginning, when two come together, miracles are possible, and I'm experiencing it now. When we got married, we saw each other's dreams. When we met each other, we saw each other's dreams. We saw each other's light, and we saw each other's pain as well. And we had a deep connection on all three of them. And we had made a commitment to walk into this world and to do it in a very unique way and really create a world for our children. There was more work that was possible. And so it means the world to have you today. You've been there several times when I needed you here today, and just having you jump in is confirmation to my heart and to my prayer that I always be surrounded, and that we may find, all of us may always find ourselves surrounded by beautiful, loving people, remembering and knowing that they matter, and helping us to become and remember everything that we are.
Well, thank you. I love being here with you, and you have reminded me that I matter. And honestly, in the last couple weeks in particular, but I think, I mean, this last year and a half, you know, has been very intense and really difficult, and there's a lot of things that have come to light in the world that feel really big, you know, they feel huge, where I think that question about what's possible is really up for so many people. And I'll admit, you know, I've had days, I mean, just this week, I think I had a moment where I crawled into bed and I just wept for 30 minutes looking at all the various tragedies that were coalescing at one moment and just feeling really small, you know. And you have been a very important and grounding force for me in reminding me consistently that I do matter. And sometimes holding me accountable when I don't necessarily want to be accountable, but need to be accountable. But, you know, it's like, how do we, and I have a dear friend, Jillian Mama J, she's out in the Bay Area, shout out to her, who talks about taking bite-sized deliberate action every single day. Mm. And she doesn't know how much that has impacted me, you know, just telling me that and modeling that and reminding me of that all the time. But that has mattered to me recently when everything in the world feels so big. And I just feel like one tiny person, and what could I possibly do, you know? And just bite-sized, deliberate action every day, remembering that we matter. Mm-hmm. And if all the people who matter keep showing up and come together, like you talked about, what's possible in community, it is possible, and we have to believe it's possible. So thank you for reminding me that I matter in the moments that I don't remember. Makes a difference.
My pleasure. And Betsy Batista has a book coming out.
Oh, God.
Because it matters.
Yeah.
And that's been a beautiful one. So we also want to know what's in you. Is there a book in you? Is there a song in you? Is there a practice in you? Is there a speech in you? Is there an art project in you? Is there something in you that you know deep down inside that you're meant to bring into this world? And that maybe continues to get pushed into the background with all of the things pulling for our attention, you know, in this busy world right now. We want to be anchors to those things.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be the community to those things with you, supporting you, holding you accountable to, like, hey, where are you at? What are you up to? It's not the funnest thing in the moments when you don't want that accountability,
yeah.
as Betsy just said, but when the project is done, folks. Every Sunday, you know, when you and us, we want to be held accountable. I want to be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm saying I'm here 7 days a week. People can be like, where are you at? I'm putting an anchor in my day to walk my dream into the world, and knowing that everything is like a ripple in a pond. We may see the first ripples, but if the pond is large enough, you know, it'll be a long time before it reaches the other shore. And so we never, like we said, you never know the actual impact.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of stories from people that were in very trying times in their lives, and they'll share stories with me about a simpler person smiling at them
mm-hmm.
or wishing them a beautiful day, or just a stranger on the bus just asking them, is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
That they actually feel seen.
Mm-hmm.
just the small action of feeling seen sometimes mm-hmm. can be a rock in their pond of goodness. I don't know, rock and goodness, but you get what I'm saying.
You mean you know, like the pebble in the
pebble in the pond, but this is like a rock, like being seen.
A big one.
It could be a big disturbance to the misunderstanding that they're in,
mm-hmm.
To have that. Be seen, to be known, mm-hmm. to be given permission, like John's story, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be understood, mm-hmm. to be understood, mm-hmm. to know that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are greatly meaningful, as well as those big moments that we have in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get to get on stage and get that award or be recognized for a triumph. You know, those are those big moments that are special too, but those ones that we don't get to see this often have just a larger impact. So, beautiful people, that is the courageous heart for today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so thankful for your presence, for your attention. Thank you for paying attention. Please let us know. Keep it in the, we're going to put it on YouTube. We'll post these on YouTube. And we'd love your feedback. We're like, what did you receive? What did you get?
Mm-hmm.
What could be improved upon? Like, this is a communal effort.
What topics you want us to cover? If there's anything, any areas you want support in growing your courage, or you know, topics around courage and purpose and all that, you know, let us know. We'll be happy to talk about that.
Cool. So it is prayer out. What's that?
Oh, divine, thank you for the sacred time together, for bringing us together on purpose and in union and in community, reaching people that we may never know we've even reached. May these words in this time be fruitful. May they ripple out and cause ripples of goodness and empowerment. And may bold, courageous, aligned, purpose-filled, beautiful actions occur in places we may never know today as a result of this time together. May everyone who is here in mind, body, heart, spirit, near and far, across time and space, be blessed. May we all be filled with great health. Our health is our wealth. And may we move onward in purpose.
There it is.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful. No, not because it's my health and my wealth with the song. Well, that's a new understanding how valuable our breathing is
mm-hmm.
and our aliveness is above all else. So, man, we're going to have a singer, Jonathan Santos, on with us this week. We'll be singing that song.
Well, that's
and
right.
Working down to help the wealth of health. So, yeah, beautiful folks. Peace out. Love you much.
Bye.
All right, beautiful people, thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.